Well, the cattle markets continue to do nothing but amaze the average trader as we watch these markets continue to see strength. After seeing the last couple of weeks of $10 to $15 gains in the feeder cattle market, this week is no different. And we're looking at these August contracts well ready to expire. Now, August feeder cattle will expire today, and August live cattle will go off the board tomorrow. Both of them being somewhat tied to cash right now, they remain somewhat strong. Cash cattle, fat cattle market is right around that $245 area for the northern regions. And right now we're looking at the August trading at about 243. So it's likely we're going to continue to see some support in the August contract for the live cattle market. Over in the feeder cattle, it's a little bit of the opposite as August feeder cattle futures are trading at about 365 while the cash index is at about 360, but climbing. So it's likely we're going to continue to see, the August feeder cattle contract kind of go off the board here today, maybe a little bit lower as it tries to align with the cash index. Overall, though, tight supplies and strong demand continues to push this market. Last week's Friday's cattle on feed report was a little bit negative, and the fact that we found a screwworm infestation in a human in the U.S. brought a little bit of pressure into the marketplace, but cattle handled both of them very well and were able to shake it off and continue to trade to another new round of new all-time contract highs in both the live cattle and the feeder cattle market. Currently, we're sitting up at levels that are close to that, like we said, 241 as the highs in the live cattle market. We're approaching that 365 level in the feeder cattle market. And right now, it's hard to pick a level where this is going to trade to. It's basically we're just going to have to be watching where the supply and where the supply starts to see a little bit of an increase and whether we start to see a little bit of a pushback from the consumer before this market looks like it's going to put in a top. And like I said, it's been a year-long bull run for the cattle markets, which is unprecedented by any stretch of the imagination.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.